Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, Doug Mellard.
Hey, Doug Benson.
No Doug's on the show today, but I mean, you know,
well, us.
You and I will be, DB and Melly Mel are going to be kicking it, but we'll be joined by two of my comedian friends. Do you know them? Do you already know them?
I know one of them for sure. Yeah.
they both have unique names, so that's something we can explore here on the Wide World of Dougs. It's Bill Dwyer and Jade Catapretta.
All right.
Yeah, and Bill is spelled with only one L.
Yeah, which I didn't know until yesterday, which is crazy.
He's a total freak. He never had a chance in life. I mean, once you always explain to people that it's Bill with one L. I mean, that's like if our parents named us Doug with no O, you know, just D.
Oh, God.
And Jade is an unusual name, too, I think. So we'll see if they know any Dougs, and let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
I think that I hear that song differently than other people, because I really like it. Barely sounds like they're saying words to me, but other people say it's pretty clear that they're saying Wide World of Dougs. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm here with Doug Melly Mel Mellard and our guests, Jade Catapretta and Bill Dwyer, comedian friends of mine in the LA Basin. How are both of you doing?
What's up, man? I love that devil song you play at the beginning of your podcast.
I agree. I would not have heard words unless I knew I was on Wide World of Dougs. I don't think I would have heard that.
Yeah,
I would have had to slow it down like the Dustin Hoffman character in Dick Tracy. Mumbles.
Yes.
Oh, when they caught Mumbles. Oh, thank goodness. The world's going to be okay.
Which is a great film, by the way.
Kind of great.
Yeah, kind of, I guess.
It's idiotic for sure. But the cartoon, Dick Tracy, was idiotic forever. A villain named Pouch? How is that frightening to anybody? That he could keep a weapon in his neck? Why is that frightening to anybody?
That's a guy?
That's Pouch! That was his name. It's like no one was even trying on Dick Tracy.
Pouch and Hot Pocket.
Guys, I would chime in, but I wasn't even born yet. So.
Well, it was almost before my time, too. So anyway, don't you know the history of comics, Jade?
I know nothing. I'm an immigrant.
Gasoline Alley? Come on.
I feel like I need to. I mean, the names, you're really selling on the character names.
Gasoline Alley, it is. It's a great place to get high on gasoline.
That comic strip, Gasoline Alley, I was playing a trivia game that said that it's like the, it just celebrated some anniversary and it's like the oldest existing,
comic strip. Right. It's got to be Blondie's got to be up there, too, also.
Yeah, Blondie was, you know, was the misleading other option in the multiple choice.
Ah.
But I went Gasoline Alley all the way just because that's just how I live. So, Jade, let's start with you.
Yes.
And why Jade, if you don't mind me asking.
If you mind.
Why Jade? My dad just loved Mortal Kombat. You know, it was just such a close video game to his heart. No, I The name is actually pronounced Jaji. I grew up in Brazil, so that was the original given name. Jaji Moreira Cata Preta. That's the full name. And then they were both, my dad made holograms in the 80s. He was one of the pioneers of holography. And he loved he loved the color green. And so jade came from that. And then my sister's name is Bianca. So in Portuguese, that means white. So he loved the colors green and white.
He loved white people.
He loved white people. Still does. Because he's from Brazil.
That is a terrific answer, Jaje.
Jaje.
And Cata Preta. Is that how you said it?
Yeah, exactly.
Middle name Cata Preta. Something too. What was your middle name, Jade?
Moreira.
Which means death.
Yeah, death.
Mm-hmm. Jade, death. Wait, have you been doing some research on Jade, Bill?
No, I just said that with enough confidence that we all believe it's truth.
Oh, no. Are we going to get flagged for fake news? Well, that's a great story, and you probably have told me that same story before, but since this show is all about names, we're getting into it. And do you think that that's always given you, I feel like Jade is an exciting name to have. Do you feel the same way?
I do. I feel like people always expect me to be like a little kooky. Like, and then I have to admit, like, I wish that I stayed with Jaji. Because recently I met this Brazilian girl who still goes by the Brazilian version, and I felt a lot of like competition with her. I was like, oh,
how is it spelled? Is it spelled differently?
No, it's spelled the same way. It's just pronounced that way in Portuguese.
The D is pronounced as a G.
G. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Your accent's really good.
How do you pronounce?
I've had a lot of time during quarantine to practice.
How do you pronounce Doug in Portuguese?
Dougie.
Oh, nice.
Nuggy.
Always add the familiar IE at the end.
Like, yeah, Nuggy. Yeah.
People don't really do that to us too frequently here, but it does happen. People do love to jump straight to nicknames when your name is, Doug.
Do you have a nickname, or is it just like D-Boy?
No, DB on this show, but like in general, no, everybody calls me Doug. I'm fine with Doug,
We get a lot of Dougie Fresh and Doogie and Dougie Doug.
Yeah.
What about drug? I used to use drug occasionally.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Drug Benson.
You really know me, though. We go way back, so you
know. I know. And I didn't use it all the time either. Probably. Yeah.
People that don't know me, they'd say, like, hug Benson. And I'm not really a hugger, especially now.
Especially, yeah, now.
I've really lost interest in hugging.
Maybe not now. I'm going to be a hugger again someday. You watch.
It's interesting, though, how we, like, associate different things with names. Like, Doug, for me, has always been like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like,
it is.
Like, immediately I go to that. That's, like,
it's a sitcom name for sure, Doug.
Duh. Wait, it's like such a Nickelodeon name.
People do sing that theme song a lot. Like that has come up a lot. Like as soon as your name is said, someone will go straight to that and start humming. That
cartoon
song
was so ahead of its time. I mean, her dad was in a wheelchair.
Really?
Yeah. Her dad was in a wheelchair, and then they were all different colors, which is great. And then they had that killer tofu. Ooh, ah, ooh. It was like really ahead of its time.
Well, Doug and Rugrats and Ren and Stimpy all were like dropped on us in the same weekend, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah.
I really like that cartoon.
And Gasoline Alley. The
weekend. Stop with the old stuff, Bill. We're trying to get a, young podcast.
It was a revamped version, like Riverdale. Gasoline Alley. It was edgy.
Wait, Doug, what was your name from? What was your origin? Like, I don't know if you've told it on this. What was your, like, origin story?
Who are you talking to?
You, Dougie.
Maybe I haven't told this story. Have I, Melly Mel?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I guess.
Oh, wait. Is it Douglas or Doug?
What?
Is it Douglas or
it's
Doug?
It's Douglas. Yeah, it's okay. Douglas. And my parents didn't really never really give me any kind of explanation other than just we decided we liked that name. Like, it wasn't after anybody in particular.
And what's your middle name?
Steven.
Oh, classic.
Yeah. Nice. Does that have any meaning? Because sometimes the first name, it means nothing, and then the second name is like an uncle.
Yeah, right. Grandfather or somebody. Yeah, no, they didn't really have an inkling to do that either. You know, maybe it's easier to like abandon a kid if the name's not too attached.
I would say the fiercely independent route was laid young for Doug Benson. That's
yeah,
terror.
I think that is it. I think you're right about that. I think that it is. I do feel like my name just sort of is kind of a blank slate. You can just sort of, you just have to figure out what you're going to do and go do it. Because we're discovering that there's Dougs in all walks of life. And there's a lot of Dougs that have achieved a lot, but there's not a lot of Dougs that are like fun to talk to on a podcast.
Well, what about, have you done DJ Doug Pound?
He's been on one of my shows before and I like it a lot. So he would definitely qualify.
Wait, I have a fun fact. Did you guys know that a nickname, the original name for it, is a hypochorism?
For what?
Like when you say a nickname, the word, like the technical term is hypochorism.
What? Yeah, well, that sounds like, it doesn't sound like something anybody would want to have.
Yeah,
you know, I only know that because like when you're learning English as a kid, you learn words that are like not slang.
Oh yeah.
So I would ask people, what's their hypochorism?
Oh, that's
because it was
great.
Like a word that I learned and nobody knew what it was. And then I finally figured out that word for it is nickname.
Why didn't that stick on, you know?
I should have stuck with like, I don't know any words. I'm just like, that's funny.
If you break down the word, why hypo?
Because it's an abbreviation.
It sounds like a part of the brain.
Doesn't it?
Say it again, because I'm not recording this.
Hypochorism.
What's your, you got a hypochorism?
You got a hypochorism there?
You got a hypochorism?
It just sounds to me like somebody that's just really, just craves the sound of a group singing.
Wait, if you look it up though, let's see. Oh, it's described as the affectionate variation of a personal name.
Which is what Melly Mel is, which has got to be the number one nickname for any Mel, by the way.
That's my new DJ name.
Melly Mel is the number one in a Family Feud. Nicknames for Mel.
That must be like the final round, you know, sometimes when there's that extra round where there's only one answer.
How many Mels is there?
We're going to pass.
Mel Brooks.
That would be the team that got it.
Have you guys broken down the name Douglas though? Like, have you looked at all the origin and stuff names? Because this is kind of funny. It says Douglas is often a Scottish masculine Christian name, which originated as a surname Douglas. Although today the name is practically given to boys, it was applied as a girl's name in the 17th and 18th centuries.
Oh,
yeah, a long time ago, there used to be some Dougettes.
I love boy names for girls. I think it's badass right away when you meet a girl and it's like she's got a dude's name. Like, yeah.
I think it's so funny, Jade, that commercial that you're in where you're like in a focus group and it's you're excited about some dumb ideas.
Oh, yeah. Meredith.
Who, what, what company is that for?
Progressive.
Oh, yeah. It's a Progressive ad. But
At the very end
of it, though, they're suggesting that dumb thing. It's so dumb. And then, like, at the end of it, the last thing you say in the ad is, oh, my kids would love that. And it's just so... It's just such a funny mom thing to say with absolutely no basis for, like,
I was only allowed
kids,
to say
why
mom
would a kids love that?
Like, we were very specific because we could improvise, you know, but we couldn't be on top of each other. So you could only say things that were very obvious to the character. And I was a mom. And I would always be like, my husband wouldn't be into that or my kids would love that. So I'm glad that.
Did they give you a hypochorism?
My character name was Meredith.
It
was
Meredith. Meredith's not a fun spin on Jade.
Meredith.
Dithy. Yeah, what is the nickname for Meredith, huh? Hey, Mayor.
It's Mary.
Mary.
Mayor.
That's what we do in the Midwest. You just change, you know, everybody's name becomes one syllable, Mayor.
I feel like those names are coming back, like the older names, like Georgia and Esther, and those names are like kind of becoming popular again.
Yeah, like Lily Bell is coming back on boats.
Lily Bell.
That's true. So is Chicken of the Sea for boats also coming back? Went away for a while. Yeah. Waving goodbye, making a strong comeback.
Yeah, I remember when Aiden was a Sex and the City character, and they like it was like the record breaking thing with where everybody named their kid Aiden.
I have friends who have a girl named Aiden.
Yeah, it was from Sex and the City, probably.
No, they said it's like that actor, Aiden, at that time, I think it would have been Aiden Quinn, maybe? No, that is a woman. Aiden, I don't know, the famous Aiden.
Oh, actor. I know who you're talking about. Are you talking about Aiden Abetting?
God damn it.
You slam into that one.
Hey, so since you're looking stuff up, Jay, do you want to check and see what the number one and two baby names are right now for?
Oh, should we guess?
A boy and a girl.
Oh,
I think Owen is number one for boys.
Ichabod, for sure.
No way, really?
Adam has been big lately. Adam.
Popular. You know the only name that I like, the only name that gets me, the cuntiest name of them all? I think Ashley. Ashley.
Ashley. That was my joke about the gender reveal party setting a fire.
Oh, God.
Of course, you have to name the kid Ashley.
Boy, that poor kid.
Mm. All right. Do you guys want to keep guessing? Because I got them. I got them in front of me.
I mean, it's kind of difficult, being that there's probably over 5,000 names. I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
I'm sure there's a lot of reliable sources is the number one baby name right now.
What if we go on
this is for 2019. This is for 2019.
Okay, so I'm thinking maybe Lola for girls.
All right. I'm going to say... can we do like top 10 and you tell us if we did 3, 4, 5, something like that?
Joshua, maybe.
What do you guys want to do? Girls first or the young?
Just
young
boys? Yes, Bill.
Girls?
And think about, and they are a little bit old timey. I'll give you that hint. They are.
Oh, okay. Okay. Clementine and Jebediah.
I'm going to say.
those kids are like Christian from the birth. It's gross.
I think Lily is pretty popular.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Didn't make top 10?
Didn't make top 10.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Owen. Somebody said that. I would buy that.
Did. Doug, we're doing girls.
Oh, well, Owen's a pretty
Owen's
girl
a cool
name.
Girl name. All right. Number one girl name, Olivia.
Oh.
Which is funny because on my baby list of babies I won't have one day, Olive is number one for me. That name.
How about a Charlotte? Is that up there?
That is here. That's number six on the female.
Wow, Lexington.
And then number one for guys is Liam.
Oh, what?
Liam? Yeah.
What's number two for boys?
Noah.
Oh, I was going to guess Noah. Adam. Dang.
What about Jack? Is that still popular?
No, James is still number six on the list, which I feel like is been done.
James, it has been.
It's been done.
But the guy you named James can become anything he wants to become because he can go Jim, Jimmy, Jameson.
Jam.
Jam is pretty cool. Your name was Jam? That's fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Jojo, JJ.
Yeah.
G-Bird.
I'm obsessed with the name Peach right now. I think it's cool. Peach.
That's got to be in the 80s.
You know, because the guy I'm dating right now, his last name is Sykes. So Peach Sykes. I think that's
Sykes, cool. any random object is probably good in front of Sykes.
I feel like for 2020 baby names, it's going to be like apocalyptic stuff, you know? You got to get the kids ready.
Like call them just... 47. Just give him a number.
This is my son, Pandrew.
Pandrew. Oh, wait, I got it. Number one is Oliver for boys. Number two is Charlotte for girls in 2020.
Oh. I nailed Charlotte.
Yeah, and Aiden, Charlotte. Aiden is still in there. Aiden is still number four.
You know what? I am not crazy about Oliver, I got to say.
I think that's such a cool name.
I don't know.
Why? What's your association with it that's bad?
It sounds like a butler. Kind of sounds like a butler.
He hates Charles Dickens.
Yeah, I sound like it's like, yeah. I'm going to eat your pussy and I'm going to clean your chimneys. I win.
Right? Yeah. That's my vibe. That's what I'm getting from an Oliver.
I like it.
I always thought that was soot all over their face.
Oh, that's so gross.
All right. Well, we've been cooking along here with ideas and stuff. And I've got another question for Bill Dwyer. This is my idea of a tease.
This could be my first question.
Yeah, another first question.
How you guys doing?
Into a commercial to get you to come back. What is he going to ask Bill? Oh my God. We will be right back.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back. See, I told you we'd be right back, and then... We were.
If people pay extra, can they do without the commercials?
And then it's totally just like skip those few seconds that just
like totally jarring.
If they pay a lot of money,
we'll be right back. We're back, and it's jarring.
Not even a breath, you know.
I know. People go, "How does he do it?" And I go, "You should see the size of his diaphragm. It's amazing."
And you sound really silly because we're gonna sell like 4 minutes of commercial time in there, and then it's going to be forever. We're going to come back and you're talking about how fast it was.
There's a lot of levels to this podcast, everybody. You got to get on board quickly.
Oh, now, yeah. This is the tenet of podcasts.
I haven't seen it yet, but I slumped Charlie Kaufman's film.
Christopher Nolan broke down. You can see it at drive-ins now, Tenet.
Oh.
Yeah, near a drive-in.
Right. I'll go to the drive-in. My buddies, Boogie, and Too Tall, and Jazzy.
What are you talking about?
going to the drive-in with my buddies to see Christopher Nolan's Tenet.
All right, Bill.
Boogie, Too Tall. You've met him. You've met him, Drug.
Oh, Bill's really lost it, you guys. If you could only see the jumpsuit he was wearing. We're worried for him. But.
Yeah, just let me know when we turn the cameras on, because I am ready.
Same, dude.
Here's a question for you, Bill Dwyer. Not that you need any questions. Why the 1L? Your name is spelled B-I-L, just 1L. What's the story?
Oh, all right.
Well, the story is barely interesting, and I've never come up with a decent enough joke for it. You know,
let's turn this into a bit, and then the next show you go on, when they ask, you'll have a great bit for it.
Right, because because I got an album coming out. I got to have something, right? Because that's going to be on the top of everybody's list. God damn it. So, since I'll say that, yeah, but if you guys can come up with like a short, like, you know, morning radio kind of answer for me, good joke, super appreciate that. And but I'll tell you the story now, and I was just in a play in college, and there was a guy who was Polish in the play also, right? Small play, one act, right? Still make up the programs. So they say, how do you want your name listed? And he wrote out, his name was Denny, right? But he wrote out his Polish name, which is like Deshushka, something like that, right? I think, you know, it's not that, but it was like that. And he goes, oh, that's how I want it in the program. He goes, Denny, and then my Polish name in quotes, and then his last name. So I go, yeah, put me down as Bill, B-I-L-L, and then in parentheses I put B-I-L, and not in parentheses, in quotes, and then I put my last name. And ever since then, I've just used the one L. But that's it. It was like an idea I had for a one-act program. How about that?
So, it's pretty fucking cool, Bill.
You really ruined this.
It's not, I wish my father was a goddamn holographer. What the fuck? How do you top that?
Yeah, it's really...
You could have made up the story. We would have believed you. Mine's fake.
Like, as I'm going through it too, I was like, no one's saying anything. How long is this story? and it's just getting longer and longer in my head. So anyway.
Yeah. Quarantine ended during your story.
No, I'm refreshed. I took a really nice nap. So I'm back.
And I'm the guy who tells stories quickly because he's worried that they won't be interesting. And then the one I decided to take my goddamn time with is awful.
Well, that's very representative in your name. You don't even put the two L's. You're like, I'm Bill, B-I-L, bye. You know, it's like you get in there, you get out.
I mean, how lazy do you have to be to like try to save time in your signature?
There it is.
Yeah. But I think
even big time. Yeah.
How about this? Here's a story, Bill. You were, struggling as a stand-up comic, and you just weren't, you know, you were thinking about throwing in the towel, and you showed up at a show one night, and the marquee out front, one of the L's had fallen off, and it was just B-I-L Dwyer, and you walked into the club just feeling really down, and the first thing they said to you is, hey, congratulations, there's a sold-out crowd tonight. And you had like one of the best shows you've ever had. So you decided just for the sake of good luck, you'd keep it as B-I-L.
That's perfect. Beautiful. That could be right there.
Then everybody's like, they're really with you. They're like, oh my God, this guy. It also puts the idea in their heads that you're a big success now.
I love that.
Great story.
I feel like you should just go up there
and
say,
tell people that's a lie. After I tell that story, and I will, I'm going to tell them that it's a lie. And then I'll probably source you out on it, Doug, which is fine.
The bit ends with some stupid stoner told me to say that. And I'm gonna
I don't have to say my name. I don't think of you that. I don't pigeonhole you like that, though. That's for sure. No, sir.
There's a lot of levels to Doug Benson, I'll tell you that. I'm glad you finally have a story to tell.
I feel like you should just say your name is Bill, B-I-L, which is short for Billy Goat, which is what you're
short for. Billy Goat?
Billy Goat. Or something else, you know, or something like a funnier.
Why didn't I ever get that nickname as a kid? Billy Goat, that would have been a good one for me. I was a bit of a jackass, I'm sure, as a kid. Why didn't I ever get that name? I never really had any nicknames either, like Doug.
What about... Do you ever run into that guy, Billiam Cornell?
Billiam. Yeah. That's real?
Fucking Billiam.
Oh, yeah. We did the evening at the Improv together, Doug. Me and Billiam.
Well, what's the deal with that?
Are they booking that again?
No. I think he had a bit in his act about being named Billiam, because, of course.
Yeah, but this was like his eighth time on the show, so he couldn't do that. But, yeah, I think he did have a Billiam story. Yeah.
Are you guys doing stand-up right now? What's your deal with that?
Stand-up shows have been, there's lots of weird ones. I did one in a parking lot outside of the Magic Castle.
How was that one? That's Tammy Joe's, yeah? I just tested her.
Yeah, and it's I would recommend it to any comedian who feels comfortable with, you know, the fact that some of the other comics, you know, don't really take things too seriously, so you might have, you know, quick interactions with people that either might not have a mask on or might be still want to shake hands.
How was the laughing? Were people like, are they in the car? Like, what's
they're
that
in their
like?
Cars, but they have the windows rolled down because it's been very hot, so that's not an issue. And then they listen to the the, you know, comedy through the radio in their car.
Oh, wow.
So, like, even people who live in the neighborhood, I guess, could turn their radio on and probably hear.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And then I shouldn't have said that, though, probably. And then they give them those little clapper sound noisemaker things that just kind of go flappy, 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 flappy. And
yeah.
And the people, because if they clap inside their cars, it just doesn't carry right. But if you give people a device that it signifies clapping, they tend to clap more. So, like, most of the jokes, like, get this, like, weird clapping that, like, after you get, you know, into your set a little bit, you get used to it. It's just like, oh, I've just got to get used to a different noise instead of clapping and laughter. It's just going to be this weird toy clapping noise. But people do it a lot, and they're never doing it to heckle. It's always encouraging.
Wow.
So they don't do it just to chuckle, huh? They don't, like, do it, like, real lightly, like, if they're just chuckling.
I think they might, but it's funny. It's kind of it's just in weird waves, like, kind of like, it's kind of like applause breaks, but you get more of them because they've got the thing in their hand, you know? Like,
yeah.
Right.
They're putting it down to take a drink or eat some of their, spumoni.
I would love to, and then they put you on the big screen, right? You're on the drive-in screen, right?
Well, this place is, like, intimate enough that they don't do that, but other outdoor shows do have the huge screen.
Are you guys feeling, like, the pressure to do it? Like, I would love to, I just haven't talked to anybody. I'm like, do you feel like you have to? Or I'm so scared of becoming irrelevant before I'm even relevant.
I think that it's going to take...
Well, let me tell you.
I think it's going to take a long time to come back, and, you know, who knows if we can get back, right? Because packed rooms full of people.
Right.
Right.
I mean, might have to be mostly outdoors or something, but that's totally doable. We've all done outdoor shows over the years. It's not the craziest concept. Well,
but you should try some Zoom shows, Jade.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
Zoom is another angle.
I don't know. I just feel
I'm not saying they're great. It's just a little something
you can
have some fun with.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm just nervous that so much of it I get off on, like, the connection to a live audience. So it's got to be weird to just have this thing where you're home. I don't know. I'm having a hard time with it.
Yeah.
If you get people in the room, in the Zoom room, you can hear them. You know, they're on their microphones.
Right. Yeah. And you're doing bits and stuff. Like, are you holding a mic? Like...
Oh, that's all I'm doing are bits. Are you kidding? Just bit after bit after bit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I do bits. that sounds so weird. But that sounds so weird to people, probably. What the fuck?
But do you know what I mean? Like, are you conversationally getting into the bits, like, as if you're talking to, like, an open micer in the back? Or are you, like,
I do bits. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why, like, some guy, I see some people looking into their screen. They're like, oh, because honest to God, like, audiences, right? They don't care when they come out to the club. Now imagine those people at home watching a show. Oh, man, they're in bed, they're eating, you know, they've got drinks on their chest. It's ridiculous. Everyone's way too relaxed. That's my only beef.
They're looking at least one other device, maybe two or three.
Right. I did a Zoom show very early on, and the person hosting it lived in Hawaii. And at one point, a chicken got loose, and she's running after this chicken, which you can also see on the screen with me and the audience. But now no one gives a shit about me and my jokes. They just care about what's going to happen to this chicken. And after that, I was like, I'm done with Zoom shows. That's it.
Yeah, I think, you know, most Zoom shows, it's probably, like, way up there, like 99% probably have no poultry involved.
True.
I really think you should give another chance.
That is, until you play chickens in Tulsa, where it's just all chickens.
But yeah, it's definitely you're at the whims of technical issues.
Yeah.
That too. Yes. Yeah.
You know, if you're trying to go live, I've seen a lot of people, like, doing shows over Zoom and stuff where they, you know, like, especially the ones you see on TV, where it's or like the Comic-Con panels where they do a Zoom session, but then they edit it and get rid of the parts where, you know, there's long periods of time where somebody can't get their audio to work or something.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. When it's live, you just have to deal with it. And so that's why a lot of things would rather not be actually live at this point, you know?
It's like the one thing I liked about stand-up, literally, was being on my feet, being in the moment. I've never really been good at like writing material, you know? So I'm out for the time being.
You might be out.
I have to learn how to write.
You got a good fallback right now. You can fucking relax and you ride that for a little bit. That's all. And then you get back to stand-up next year. Do you guys know they're doing like improv shows on Zoom? Like improv groups are doing shows on Zoom.
What?
In different rooms. I mean, how tedious would that be? Oh my God.
I just have like a single tear falling down my face hearing that. That is fucking painful. Jesus.
And then they have to have an audience to ask people, you know, and you might have four people in your audience. So every time it's the same people in sleeping bags. Like giving you your suggestions.
I mean, you know, people are going to church on Zoom and everything. I feel like somebody said this already, but Zoom is behind this whole pandemic for sure.
Sleeping bags.
Zoom soaps.
Why'd you bring up sleeping bags, Bill?
Well, that's how audience is in Zoom meetings. Watch the shows.
People are in sleeping bags.
Yeah, they're laying down in sleeping bags.
because they're just like going to be a corpse soon anyway. Might as well just zip me up in this thing.
Well, it doesn't have to be a mummy style bag, Doug. It could be a classic Coleman with the plaid on the inside that goes up to your chest.
Oh my God. Nothing like a classic Coleman.
There really is nothing like it.
Oh, so amazing. that name should have a comeback as a first name, Coleman.
Oh yeah.
I love the name Cole. I think it's cool. It's like frat boy, like I'm cool.
I like Coleman better than Cole, frankly.
I'm cool. Have you guys looked up the weirdest names out there? Like all the very weird like baby names that celebrities give them? Because the number one, of course, you guys know this, is Pilot Inspector. Is Jason Lee's child's name.
Yeah, and Inspector isn't even spelled.
It's with a K.
Oh, it's spelled with a K, isn't it? Right, I remember when that happened, yeah.
And then Two Simone Air Morrow named their daughter Two Morrow, like T-U,
what?
Morrow.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
No.
You know what you say after... Yeah, someone's Doug, do a fucking pun of I'll love you tomorrow or something like that, or tomorrow. We're always you're always a day. Hello, tomorrow? You're always a day away. What do you say to her when she crosses the international timeline? Tomorrow, you're always a day away.
Hey Bill, don't write that one down, okay?
I appreciate you guys giving me silent time to riff also.
But, he doesn't have to write it down because we've got it on tape.
Sweet.
I did have a Mrs. Wiener growing up, which was fun. That's always fun when teachers have like funny names or like, you know, there was like I looked it up, funny names. There was like a Mr. Perv who was like a fifth grade teacher. That's pretty funny.
That's great.
That guy's got to change it, right?
Yeah, like when do you go and change it? You know, there's a Dr. Farts with two A's.
What?
That's pretty good.
What's he? Is he a heart doctor or is he an actual?
Please tell me.
What kind of a doctor is he?
He is o comisario de la exposición. I don't know what that is. It's in Spanish. Dr. Wet Farts. Wet Farts. Oh my God, it's even
what?
Not.
Is his name Wetland? What was his, what's his full name?
Who knows? It's just
a list of names. Why do his parents hate him?
Here.
His middle name is Boise. Anyway, yeah, I mean, that's the thing about weird names is that anyone can come up with one and then it's on a list all by itself because no one else is going to pile on and get that same dumb, super weird name.
No, but maybe in 100 years. Inspector.
You think maybe Pilot Inspector could catch on?
No.
Pilot, no? I could see Pilot catching on.
No, it's because they're Scientologists. It's that whole thing, too, of, like, wanting, like, this unique name to, like, set up a new life for your son. But I think it's weird.
I definitely wouldn't go with Pilot, but I was thinking a cute name for a kid would be...
Pontius.
Anybody else have a guess what joke I'm about to make?
It's not going to be if it's a twin, it's a co-pilot, right?
When I'm about to say the punchline with you.
What is it?
I can't remember now. That happens. I'm like right there about to say it, and then I don't know.
But you know what's interesting to think about? Does a name shape a person? I think that's something kind of interesting.
I think Doug has shaped us for sure. That's what
I thought of it.
Yes.
What is it?
Okay, just we'll edit all that other part out. No, we won't.
All right. Patreon extras.
All right. I don't think Pilot is a good name, but I do think if I have a kid, I'm going to name it Half Hour Dramedy.
I hate
That's
you.
What I was trying to say.
You went that way with Pilot. Good. Well done.
Yeah, see? Wordplay. I work it out in my head, but then, like, you know, it's so hard to... Like, I worry, like, if I went on Jeopardy, that every answer, I, you know, it's just like when I'm at home, I'd only know it after one of the other contestants says it. You know what I mean? Like, I want to go on a game show that's called, Yeah, That's What I Thought.
I knew it.
Do either of your names? Yeah. You guys don't have to go through this, but my name is spelled wrong all the time. It really pisses me off. People want to call me Jada because it rhymes with my last name.
And Jada's got to be kind of popular because of the Smith dynasty.
Jada.
Yeah.
Or Jaden.
Oh yeah.
I know it's a lot. It's a lot of porn star. A lot of Asian porn stars with my name.
Okay.
What about Doug's, Jade? Have you known any Doug's very well in your life?
I accept DJ Doug Pound. You're my only other Doug. There's only two Doug's in my heart. I only have space for two.
Now you have a brand new Doug Miller. Do you have him?
Yay!
Yeah.
And Bill Dwyer is an honorary Doug.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, but cool.
We're making all the non-Dougs that come on here.
Oh, you got
an honorary.
All right. Do you guys need my address for it to send me the card? Or
Doug, what's your Instagram? Is it Doug Willardson?
Wait, me?
Yeah.
Doug Mellard.
Oh, Millard.
Mellard. M-E-L-L-A-R-D.
Mellard.
I like to stalk people.
Yeah. Doug, you must have gotten a lot of Mallard as a kid, huh?
Right.
Doug, hey,
is your name Duck Mallard? Is that what the kids used to say to you?
I got that.
It's like Bill is channeling the bullies.
Yeah. I'm getting a real kick out of it, too. Hey, Mallard. Hey, Duck. Do they throw things at you and yell, Duck Mallard?
Yeah, they quack at me and throw me bread to eat.
Oh, kids can be so creative, can't they? Oh, man. That's so sweet. They throw bread at you. Well, then you should shit on their lawns. Like, definitely. It's a tiny, tiny, whitish-gray turds on their lawn. That's it, because that's what ducks do. Sorry.
Have any of you ever made sourdough bread, like made you?
I have. It's really difficult.
What is a packet of the stuff that you're supposed to, that makes
you gotta, it? You gotta have the mold.
And you think it's going bad? But I don't know. It's sourdough. Sorry, Doug, go ahead.
I just thought of that just because you can't sell sourdough without Doug.
Are you guys all stoned or what happened?
I got a little stoned. Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
It's
not me. I don't do anything that advertisers don't like.
Yeah. There's no reason for you to do any of that stuff. You're in a sweet spot.
You got, yeah. Sweet.
Is going to continue. What's the status of the show right now?
Right now, we got 5 episodes left, and you know the Kardashians are ending, so we're all like, "Oh, whoa, what will happen?" But I think that you know we're getting our rhythm going, and I think we deserve a second season. So I'm really hoping for that.
You mean that the Kardashian show is stopping?
Yeah.
After 7, about
the expression the Kardashians are ending.
They're coming up with a new reality show based on the hectic. God damn it! I thought of this earlier. the hectic life of food delivery drivers, and it's called Keeping Up with the DoorDashians. Oh man, that was a long way to go for that. Jesus. Oh, man, the road to tedium is paved with many of those words.
Oh, can we stop and get directions?
Can you tell the story about how you have 1L again?
By the way, Bill, we've met.
I know.
No, I'm sorry. The other Bill. The other Doug.
Oh,
Doug Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've met.
Oh, right. On a show?
I don't know. I think we did a podcast together. I think we did that bus podcast. You know that bus that parks outside the improv?
No, I have not done that one.
Just kidding. Me either. Yeah.
Wasn't that like the Bingle bus or something like that?
It was, what's his name? Fuck, I'm like, that's what's happened to me. Like, now that I don't see everybody, I don't know anybody's names anymore. I'm like, I know that guy's face, but there's no name.
Yeah, that's the comic's Eddie, life.
Eddie,
thank you. And I thought we might have done that podcast.
Yeah, you've never been on Eddie Iff's bus, Melly Mel?
What's that?
Have you ever been on his bus, Melly?
No, I don't think I have. No, I think I'd remember.
All right. Well, you're wrong, Jade.
We're wrong. I don't know. Have we hooked up?
No, I think one of us would remember that.
It would be Bill.
Yeah, Bill would remember if we hooked up.
I mean, you know, I'm a bit of a fanatic that way. You know, I just like to know what's going on. That's how I say it in an innocent way.
What about you, Bill? Have you had, besides me, of course, any other Dougs in your life?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was thinking about this. Yeah, a guy in college named Doug. He was good friends with Brad. I can't remember his last name, but he was a good egg. Had a great beard. Great head of hair, great beard. Doug. Yeah, so there's that Doug. And then I feel like I've known others too. But I haven't been thinking about it, even though the topic came up earlier. I haven't been racking my brain. But I could. I knew Doug Pound too, so yeah.
Yeah. Who's the most famous Doug?
I would think, well.
We've been talking about it.
Douglas.
You know, with just Adams? Doug or Douglas? Does Douglas count?
I think it needs to be Douglas.
There is Douglas MacArthur for war fans.
Yeah, he's a very big one.
But he went by Arthur. Not right? Didn't he go by
Artie? What was his hypocorism? Did I say that right?
You did.
Wow. Don't think that, but that thing is in my brain now. So, all right. Good for me.
Douglas Hofstetter.
Who? Steve Hofstetter's brother.
I can't think of any other Dougs that are famous.
Dougie Fresh is a big one.
Yeah. Dougie Fresh.
Yeah.
Hofstetter. Who is he?
Hofstetter, director.
Of what?
No, he's not a director. He's a scholar. He was like a cognitive science. He was like a psychics person, like a physics person.
He won a Pulitzer Prize.
Is he no longer with us?
I don't know if he's. I don't think. No, I think he's still alive. He's still alive.
Even if he's not, you know, if there's a dead Doug, we should do a Doug seance.
Oh yeah, Doug seance.
Oh yeah. And then have people audition for the role of Doug? Because I'm in, man. You guys got to let me in that door.
I think that was a great example, though, of the disrespect or the lack of interest in Doug's that Jade suggested, a Doug who none of us really are familiar with.
Nobody knows the Doug's out there, dude. Yeah.
Who was a director for a second, for a second.
I was mixing him up with someone.
Yeah. Oh.
Do people like Google? Do people like go on Google and look up famous Doug's, Doug, when you ask them this question? Because I'm not.
I just did.
We just want to know who you know, we just want to know what you know about Doug's.
You know what? You guys, Doug the Pug, dude.
We've
discussed him. He probably, his jokes would probably land better than Bill's.
And they'd be shorter.
Yeah, it would just mostly be breathing heavy, which Bill has got that part down too.
My mic must be too hot. I'm feeling fine, really. I don't know what's going on.
There's also Doug Dimmadome, which is a cartoon character on The Fairly Odd Parents. He's a cool character.
We're pretty deep into the show, so you don't really
need to many Dougs. I'm trying my best here.
You don't have to use the internet at all. You can just go. We just want to talk to you about your own experience.
Doug, also, there's no hot chefs for me to hit on this podcast, so.
There's got to be so many baseball players. Doug Sensei is famous. I'm adding Doug Sensei to the list of
Doug. Give up. He just yelled at me for giving him.
I know. I just had the one. I'll just stick to the one then. Doug the Sensei.
Yeah.
Wait, have you guys been watching Cobra Kai?
Yeah, I finished it. Yeah, I did watch it.
Oh, fucking good.
Yeah, it's pretty silly fun. Yeah, it's pretty silly, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
Is there a Doug in there?
No Dougs.
Just a sidebar.
Just a fun sidebar.
Watching this program.
I've actually been watching Cobra Kai the entire time we've been doing this podcast.
That's what I'm saying. Even the participants of the podcast are doing other things.
Wow. I'm knitting.
Podcasting.
Wow.
I'm taping myself doing this podcast for my podcast.
So meta.
It's pretty crazy. The feedback alone is worth it.
I've been waiting for you to tell stories so I can cook whole meals.
Ask me something with depth. Oh yeah, and you can go off and make yourself a pot roast, for fuck's sakes.
Are you in the kitchen right now? Are you whipping something up?
No, I'm just in here.
That was my dog drinking water, I think you were hearing.
Oh,
I thought somebody was sizzling something in a.
He is sizzling. He's a sexy bull terrier, that's for sure.
I don't know how I feel about those together, but
I feel like some dogs are sexy, like they're more muscular, you know.
Yeah, and this guy, he's totally sexy. You should see him.
Yeah, it's true. If you think a dog is sexy, it probably is because of the muscles.
He shows up my body. I might be gay for dogs. I don't know.
You oil up those muscles, take them down to the beach. They're great.
Maybe I'm dog gay. I don't know.
Quarantine is wearing on Bill.
Maybe I just like the fellows when it comes to dogs. I don't know. I haven't been able to talk to anybody about this.
I know. Sorry.
Have you been able to yell at anybody about it, though?
Barely. My dog.
My speakers have been blown out. Does that still happen? Do speakers get blown out by something loud happening?
Only when Bill does the podcast.
You guys, I am so far away from this microphone, too. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
You're louder than our heavy metal intro song.
I'm three furlongs away from the microphone.
It's Bill Dwyer. He's talking it.
Yep, that's what it sounds like when Bill talks. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Oh, goodness.
Bill?
Yeah.
What do you got to plug, man?
Oh, my CD is coming out September 18th, and it's called Am I Yelling? So that's on Stand Up Records on the 18th.
That's really what it's called?
On September 18th. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Am I yelling? Yeah.
So you go on shows and you yell the whole time, and then when it's time for plugs, you say the album is called Am I Yelling?
Yeah, that could have been a better transition.
You think that's confusing to people?
Wait, is that for real, the name of your album?
Absolutely brilliant. Yes, the name of his album is Am I Yelling?
That is wow.
You guys, this conversation is going to be crazy when my podcast comes out of me doing this podcast. Man. Talking about my album coming out, and it's called Am I Yelling? Wow, this is really going around in circles. It's fantastic. Yeah, that's September 18th on Stand Up Records. Hey, how about that, huh?
I got that's a plug. Awesome.
I got a plug. My CD. And everything has changed since then. That's exciting, too. All right. That's all what right. I got, Doug.
Yeah, well, this awesome. So it sounds like this recording has no pandemic material per se.
No.
So so check it out if you want to just have some pure fun from another time, and
the old world
pre-pandemic.
Yeah, but now you're coming up with pandemic jokes left and right, I'm sure.
I got a couple of pandemic jokes. Yeah. They're just old chestnuts I've inserted the word pandemic into.
Oh my God! Remember the hula hoops? That was. Now there's a pandemic, but back then there wasn't.
Pandemic. This has given Pans a bad name. I'll tell you that. Straightens tie.
Oh my God.
What's the deal with dogs being sexy, you guys?
You guys staying in for this pandemic? You guys staying in? Shut up.
Have you seen my Shih Tzu named Muscles?
Wait, speaking of names, my dog's name is Cheryl. I thought you guys.
No way.
Oh, that's what? Great.
Cheryl Thigap Catapretta.
Is she a golden retriever or some sort of a yellow lab?
No, she's a Chihuahua.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what she said at first when she brought up her dog.
Oh, how did I miss that? What was that, an hour ago?
Yeah. No, just now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, rewind.
All right, hold on, everybody. Hang on a second. Hands hovering over keyboard. Hey, all right, now wait.
Is Cheryl named after somebody?
She was originally Benji Aflalo's dog, and we just thought it would be funny to give her like an old Jewish woman name. And then he named her Thigap as her middle name because he liked to say that to girls so that they would put him on their Thigap. It was like part of his game, you know? So
wow.
Yeah.
That's a niche game, huh?
Yeah, he likes girls with thigh gaps, you know, like those.
Yeah. Not only that, but using that again and again. Man, you think word would get around.
Nah. I like girls with eye gaps.
They're too so close together. It's really.
Jake Catapretta.
What's
great
that?
To have you here today or wherever you are.
Thanks, Dougie. I miss you.
I miss you. It's these things are at least one way to get together.
And yeah.
The soup is every which day of the week?
It's Wednesday nights at 11 on E, and you can watch it live also on NBC.com. And by the way, Karen Anderson, and I love you. We always talk about you. Karen Anderson is a writer on the show, and she's incredible.
Oh. So,
I'm trying to get her on this show. I'm trying to, because I think she'd be fun to talk to about.
She's great.
Terrible time she's the best.
It's a terrible time to be named Karen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Doug, that's your old co-host.
What?
Karen, that's your old co-host.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, she's getting up there in years, but I wouldn't call her an old
co-host. It was really cute because her son Spencer did a voiceover on our show yesterday, and he got parlayed into the union. So I thought
that was really cool.
Oh, that's great, the way the union takes all your first paycheck.
Yeah. He did a little Cockney accent. It was so cute. He did good. And he's named Spencer, which I feel like is a classic name. Yeah,
especially if you're for hire.
For hire. And oh, wait, I want to plug something else too. I do have an album coming out. It's called Bill Dwyer is Yelling.
The answer is yes.
Yes. I have a virtual hour of comedy coming up. I'm doing on rushtix.com on October 17th at 7 p.m. It's called Me, Myself, and Zumba. And that should be, we'll see what happens there.
That's killer. That's going to be killer.
Thanks.
Try to do some sets or, you know, on Zoom or whatever. Yeah. To warm up for it and
ask if they have chickens beforehand.
I know, right?
People that love you from all over the world can
I thought that was cool. And they can ask questions and feel like they're really involved, which is like what I like doing. And I'm going to be doing Tammy's show this weekend. I don't know when this comes out, but
cool. Yeah, it's called Magic Asphalt at the Magic Castle, and you buy tickets for your car, so you and whoever you can cram into your car get to go in. And I think I really enjoyed doing it. It was.
I'm cool. Nervous. And, I'm really nervous.
I think you'll have a good time, and maybe we'll. I'm gonna be there Sunday night, so maybe we'll be there the same night. I don't know.
Oh, sweet. Maybe I'll call. I was gonna say hi. Yeah.
Yeah, but I was also gonna say that if everybody wants to test out rushtix.com, that's rushtix.com. If you want to check out, see how it works before you go to Jade's show, you can come see my show on Saturday, October 3rd, at 4:20 Pacific time.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, so go in there now, buy tickets for my show and Jade's, and by the time Jade's show comes up, you'll figure out how to do it technically. Like, mine could be just like a warm-up.
Yeah, that's perfect. I'm excited to do it. Have you done one?
I've done sets on shows that are over Zoom, and I Periscope and Instagram Live a lot. And,
Doug has a beard now.
I do.
No.
He is a legit girlfriend.
We're all dying, you guys. That was so sad. We're just like,
thanks for being here, Bill and Jade. And of course,
guys.
My co-host, Melly Mel.
Any
final words, Doug?
Oh, I just want to say a quick shout out to Cap City Comedy Club.
Yes. Oh.
That was a great club for many years and a home to me for a long time.
Are they closing?
Yeah, they closed.
I guess every time I bring this up on a show, the other comedians are like, what? What happened? Like, it's the news isn't getting out somehow. But...
Oh, I did. That's one of my favorite clubs.
It's the greatest.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. That's where we met. That's crazy. Yeah.
It's completely closed, but they are hoping to, come up with some new version of the club because the Austin comedy scene is so great, and that was the heart of it, you know.
Doug, did I meet you there? Not you, Doug.
I bet so. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We met there, but also, aren't they opening a comedy store in Austin? Aren't there rumors of that?
That's a rumor, I guess, because Joe Rogan's moving there.
Yeah, and so is...
Listen to me. I should have a pipe.
Are you in the study, and can I murder you with a wrench?
Only with a candlestick.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Doug.
Yeah, thank you.
See ya.
As always, must love Doug's.
Got it.